This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Victory Prima Pils. It's a Category 2A German Pilsner. Now, some people questioned why this was listed as the first example of classic commercial example, since it's from Downingtown, Pennsylvania, not from Germany. Well, this is a brewery that has long made very good German-style beers, and this is a style that really demands to be drunk fresh. So if you're looking to get a good example of the style, if you can find one that's very fresh, all things being equal, you're going to get a better experience of the style. And quite simply, you can get this one fresher than you can a Warstein or a Bitburger. So keep that in mind. Try to find the freshest one you can get. Taking a look at it, it's a deep straw to light yellow color. It's very clear. It has a tall, pure white head that's frothy and persistent. All of that is exactly how it should be. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma, big, flowery, spicy, noble hop nose. Very clean and fresh. It's a clean lager fermentation profile. There's just a hint of sulfur there. There's no esters, there's no diacetyl, there's no DMS. It does have a light Pilsner malt nose that grows as it warms. It's slightly sweet and grainy. Yeah, the malt does tend to build a little over time, but the hops stay in the forefront. These kind of aromatics, it's important for it to be as fresh as possible, and there's not a lot to hide behind. So if you've got a clean fermentation and fresh hops and the proper German malt, then that's exactly what you're looking for. So I will give that a 12 for aroma. The flavor has a strong bitterness, a moderately high noble hop flavor. It's spicy and floral. It's crisp with a dry finish. There's lingering bitterness and hop flavor in the finish. Get a moderate Pils malt flavor, but the hops tend to wipe that off your palate towards the finish. It's you're just left with an impression of sort of the clean Pils malt flavor, but the hops are what you really taste in the aftertaste. It's very well attenuated. Clean lager fermentation. I'm just getting a very slight touch of harshness in the finish. So I will give it a 19 for flavor. Mouthfeel, it's got a medium light body, medium high carbonation level. It's smooth and crisp, not getting any astringency. Sometimes you can get it hop derived astringency. I'm not getting any of that, and it's not warm. It's an average strength beer, so I really wouldn't expect it to be. So I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. Overall, this is a great German Pilsner. Great, well-crafted beer. Doesn't matter which country it comes from. It's much fresher than the imports typically are. I mean, if you can try the German Pilsners in Germany, then I think this would stack up. It's on the hoppy, bitter side of the style and is dry. So, it's getting close to a Jaeger. There is sort of a bit of a range that you can get in Pilsners. They don't have to be, all hops. Some of them can be, closer to medium bitterness and more of the malt flavor, yet still being dry and crisp. So there is some range there. So this one is on the hoppy, bitter side of the style. but it's well within style. It's a wonderful beer. Basically, just that hint of harshness in the finish, you know, kept it from getting a perfect score. It's got the great German ingredient flavors, like how it's attenuated, dry and crisp. That's important for this style. So, very pleased with it. It's a well-crafted beer. I'll give it a 10 overall, so that's a total score of 49. It's the Victory Prima Pils, Category 2A, German Pilsner.